When the cell phone you hold in your hand and press against your face is at least 6 times dirtier than the average toilet seat, it begs the question, is it safe to use in a hospital? The answer, not so much. In fact, that's how Toronto native Clean Slate UV came into existence.
We were actually talking to a nurse who works in a neonatal unit, and she was upset that she kept having to tell parents to put away their phones because they didn't realize how much of a risk they were to the young children in the ward. And so they were banning those phones.
CEO Taylor Mann says infection control practitioners have been raising red flags on phones, tablets, and small portable devices frequently used in hospitals. 1 in 4 are contaminated with pathogenic bacteria that cause infection. Enter the Clean Slate, a sleek, somewhat futuristic-looking device about the size of a toaster oven. All you have to do is place one or more mobile devices into its tray, close the lid, and wait 30 seconds. While you're washing your hands or pulling the next patient's chart, Clean Slate bathes your device in 360 degrees of UV light, leaving it practically germ-free. But as Mann explains, there's an important distinction to understand between sanitized and sterilized.
Whereas something that goes into the human body, like surgical tools, for instance, They're steam pressure cleaned and they're completely void of any bacteria whatsoever. We kill a percentage.
Because different bacteria respond to UV light in different ways, that percentage varies. For superbugs like MRSA,
we kill 99.999% in 30 seconds, which is not only far and away the best of any mobile disinfection system on the market that we're aware of, but it's also far above a hospital-grade standard for environmental cleaning.
There are similar products on the market, but according to Mann, none work as fast and efficiently as the Clean Slate. While the company has origins in Canada, it moved into the Buffalo area thanks to the conditions of winning New York's 43 North Business Competition. At its new second home in the 43 North Incubator at the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus, Clean Slate UV also has a local advisory board whose goal is to act as a catalyst and a guide. Mann says the board has been incredibly helpful in making connections in what he refers to as the local ecosystem. One of those connections led to a recent pilot program for the Clean Slate in Kenmore Mercy Hospital, which Mann says was a huge success.
Having those connections as a young company and where speed is of the essence, that is one of the greatest gifts and one of the greatest resources that the ecosystem can give us.
In addition to Kenmore Mercy, Clean Slate devices are being used at 6 other test sites, split almost equally between healthcare, food processing, and corporate environments. And while food processing and the corporate world aren't what Mann's original team of 4 had once envisioned, input from users and the need for the technology has evolved. Now, with a staff of 9 people, intentions to hire more in the Buffalo area over the next 3 months, and another $300,000 award from 43 North, we'll see what the next step in Clean Slate's evolution brings. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.